Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And my guest this morning is a very familiar voice, Chris Parks. Good morning to Chris.
Good morning, Levon.
And of course, one of the reasons that I asked Chris to join us is you are our, I'm going to say, our techie person in charge of the Facebook page.
Yeah. Do a little bit of the posting and updating and that kind of stuff. It's not too technical, but gives people some information.
Chris, now just the other day we were talking about this, and you said the hits, the people have been looking, have been increasing.
Yeah, I guess it kind of goes along with the popularity of produce in the park in general, the people that are attending and interested in being there, and that's reflected in online as well on Facebook. A lot more people seem to be interacting with the page, asking questions or sharing and liking what we're putting up there, so that's good to see.
It certainly is. And of course, you can put on only the kind of information that you're provided, so we need to make sure to do that. One of the things that I mentioned to you that I've not yet done, I think we need to start putting a few recipes on there.
Yeah, that's something that seems to be very popular these days, is sharing those things online and multiple different sources, but that's something that certainly I think would be of interest to people.
And I don't know about you, but my mouth is just watering for all of this spring produce that's going to be at Produce in the Park starting June 2nd. One of the things they'll have, of course, a lot of greens.
Yeah.
Lots of different kinds of greens. I mean, we have one person, Carl Glantz, who really specializes in greens, and he says he's going to have even more this year.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. He just keeps kind of adding on. And other people have greens, of course. And I don't know. Nobody's told me yet if they're going to have asparagus. That would be really yummy.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
But I know for sure. Rhubarb.
Rhubarb, yeah. That's popular this time of year for sure.
Yes. And lots more radishes. That's another spring kind of thing. So we just have a partial list so far, but we'll try and keep updating that so you can put that on. People know what they can shop for. But there's so much more going on, Chris. It's really a community event.
Yeah, and that's something we were talking about just the other day is, the interest has grown, obviously, from people that want to go and enjoy buying produce, and that's the whole point of the Produce in the Park. But there's so many other organizations and people now that want to be involved because it's become a popular place for people to be, for them to reach them. So there's always something else added on to it with a little bit of education, a little bit of fun, and a little bit of entertainment sometimes.
And I'm sure you found that in last year, year before, when you attended, I don't think you went for produce, but much more. I mean, you kind of stroll around and
You kind of wander around, you visit with some people. That's, of course, always fun. And then, you guys have done a great job of having, musical entertainment there and other types of entertainment, whether it's, a band or, a local group or a choir or something to sit and relax and listen to on a nice summer night, which had lots of those last year, and hopefully that'll be the case again this year.
Yes.
And of course, if you've got young ones, there's usually something fun for the kids to do, so that gives you a little extra something to hang around for. And there's some food that can be purchased to eat on site as well from vendors. So
get your evening meal, and you bet. Now, this year, starting off, I mean, this is really big starting off on, I think in past years it's been a little slower that first night. I tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on. And one of them is because of the Atlantic Public Library. And they are going to have lots of kids things, and we can mention some of those in case. But the main thing is they want people to sign up for their Ready.
Yeah, On Your Mark, Get Set, Read is their summer program this year. So that's they're getting folks ready to get started with that.
And you could sign up your son.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. This is the first time I get the chance to do that. Yeah, he's 16 months now, so he's getting into that point where he likes to sit down and have the story read to him, so that can be fun.
Okay. And all ages. I think in the past the reading program has been more for, elementary kids and so on. Now it's, when I talked to Julie Jepke's the librarian, she says it's for everybody 0 to 100+. There's a reading program.
There you go. Yeah. So, everybody can enjoy a good read.
So they can get signed up at this if they haven't already done that. But to do that, they have a lot of kids' activities planned, and the kids love bounce houses.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always a hit. So that's going to be there.
Yep.
It sounds like they're going to have some henna tattooing that's going to be available. So if you can have some fun with that. And then some other games, and they're going to have a few prizes that kids can win as well.
Yep, it's going to be fun for everybody. And then we should mention, Chris, that they started this last year, but the Chamber of Commerce recruits businesses to sponsor a month. And so Advanced Services is the sponsor for June, Wells Fargo for July, Allen Place for August, and Cass County Health Systems for September. And one of their first responsibilities, they pay money. And what does that do? Well, it advertises, so everybody kind of knows what's going on. So thanks to them.
Yeah, thanks to them. Yeah, you got to get that word out and know what's happening to be able to want to come enjoy it.
You bet. So. And I know that Advanced Services is going to have some kids activities. And, of course, if you don't know what Advanced Services is, that's kind of the education space because you can find out about them. But also SWTA, the Southwest Iowa Transit Authority, I think that's the right name. Yeah. Anyhow, the ones who provide rides are going to be there, so you can find out about the summer fun bus, I believe that's what it's called, and how kids can get there. But I want to put out there, they're working on having some special rides for seniors.
Yeah, that would be great.
All ages, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. That's kind of in the works. It's not quite ready to tell details, but... that would be a good action. And then also, it'll be a one-time thing. The Cass County Food System Action Coalition. How's that for a mouthful?
Oh yeah.
and I you don't even have this information yet, Chris. It is a local group. We received a grant to promote our local food system, and they will be there with an activity. You know, Chris, you could come. And they'll walk through, there'll be some posters and so on, I'm not sure, and make some decisions, say, yeah, this is what local food should be doing, and this is how I'd like to get more information. So we hope that people will kind of walk through that and give their opinions.
There you go.
Yeah. Another thing.
Can't know what to deliver until you hear from the public that wants it.
You bet. And then, of course, we have food demonstrations and tasting. Couple new people this year. Mark Noskabel, I'm maybe not pronouncing that name correctly, but he's smoking meat. Mm. Now, does that make your mouth water?
Yeah.
And he's going to be having samples of that for people to taste. And then Margaret Henderson will be doing something with the fresh produce. We're not quite sure whether that's going to be grilling or a salad or what, but people love tasting.
Yeah, that's a fun part of being there as well. You get to taste a little bit, and throughout the summer last year, you know, you had usually a recipe that went along with what they were doing, so they could give you some tips and information, and that's always good.
You bet, and somebody that'll be new every week, so that's kind of fun. And then you've mentioned entertainment a couple times. I think Jeremy Ray Fagan is going to be there, and he's been there several times.
Yeah.
He's working on, I think, almost to complete his third CD. And so he sings music from other country western people, but he writes a lot of it. And it's very interesting, I think. I don't know how people do that, Chris. I have no clue how people can write music.
It takes a certain kind of mind, that's for sure. And he really enjoys it. He loves interacting with people there, too, and kind of getting their opinions and taking their requests from time to time. So he has fun with it.
You bet. And talking about all these kinds of things says that, you know, if there's somebody who'd like to get involved, we have last year it was 20 weeks. We've gone back a little bit, 18 weeks. We have 17 more weeks of things to get working on.
Yeah.
If you'd like to get involved, I think there's a space for you here somewhere.
You'll find a spot on that calendar.
Yeah. And earlier you mentioned about, you know, it is getting more popular. And we have had people call and say, you know, I want to be there for that. I want to be a chef. I want to entertain. I want to be do an education space. That is so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of fun, and it obviously certainly makes your side of it a little bit easier when those folks want to be
true.
There.
That's true. And it says that people know that people are going to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Why would you want to come and set up anything if there's nobody going to be there? Well, so people are thinking. Now, another thing, you mentioned the meal, And of course, we've traditionally had the brats from the Knights of Columbus. Mm-hmm. And last year, Hy-Vee was there and grilling, mm-hmm. big yummy hamburgers and some other things. And this year, woo, do you like pizza?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like
pizza? Yeah, who doesn't?
I don't know of anybody who doesn't like pizza. There's probably somebody. Rich Stewart from Shelby has a mobile stone pizza baking thing that he's bringing.
That'll be interesting to see.
Whoa, yes. And so he said, oh, I have to come at 3:30 to set up because they have to heat up the oven. Mm. And so I think that's going to be a really interesting addition.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that'll be attractive for a lot of people
it
to
should
see.
Be. Now, I know, Chris, on the Facebook, one of the things you have is the picture of that bright green bag.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something you can also check out. And when you get an opportunity to come down to Produce in the Park and shop, then you get a chance to pick up one of these nice bright bags. Got the Produce in the Park logo on there. And something easy for you to carry around
you
your
bet.
Produce.
And, of course, the businesses who sponsor that, their names are on the back of that. So we've said it's June 2nd, but we need to say it's 4:30 to 6:30 every Thursday night through September 29th. Come and join us and see what the heck's going on. And one last thing, somebody was listening because they called in and said, we will have asparagus. And, Jim, that was the... I'm sorry, I can't read your writing. Okay, it wasn't his writing. It was somebody else's writing. Anyhow, there will be asparagus. So that's wonderful. So thank you to Chris Sparks for doing your work and coming and visiting today. And until next time, join us at Produce in the Park. Good food, great folks.